The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I recently heard a story about NASA putting basil and turnip seeds in grow chambers and sending them to the moon to see how they'll germinate in that gravity-less, high-radiation environment. It prompted me to remember the now-famous research NASA also did on houseplants. When looking at long-term stays on the space station, one of the challenges was to produce clean air for the astronauts. We all know plants are the reason we're alive today for their ability to exude oxygen into the atmosphere. But plants just don't produce oxygen. During this research, scientists found certain common houseplants are able to absorb toxins out of the air, making it cleaner. This research was written up in a book called How to Grow Fresh Air, 50 Houseplants That Purify Your Home or Office by B.C. Wolverton. Indoor air quality in winter in our climate really suffers. Rugs, paints, glues, and furniture can emit gases such as formaldehyde, benzene, and ammonia. Since our windows and doors are sealed shut for winter, these gases often accumulate in the home, causing a runny nose, scratchy eyes, coughing, and headaches. We often attribute these conditions to a cold, but sometimes they're compounded by the poor air quality. Well, houseplants to the rescue. Wolverton found that placing 2 8- to 10-inch houseplants in a 100-square-foot room is probably enough to clean the air. The top houseplants to clean up your office or home air are pretty common characters. Snake plants, pothos, peace lily, red-edged dracaena, and Boston fern are some of the top performers. So clean up your indoor air with some houseplants. Oh, and by the way, they make great holiday gifts, too. And now for this week's tip. Dig a hole for your live Christmas tree in your yard now before the ground freezes solid. Save the soil in a garage or barn where it won't freeze. This will make it easier to plant right after the holidays. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about gifts for gardeners. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.